So we're all familiar with this pasuk, the Torah not meiv layam, not b'shamay. So there are three interesting takes on what they were. One is more common to us, the other two are slightly more in line with what we've been speaking about up until this in the last stuff. So Rav Avdimi said like this: lo b'shamay mishim b'shamay miyata chichlot acharei. But so if it's in the skies, you have to go up there and find it. But also, im eved layam, it was overseas. Tachrich lavor acharei, you have to travel overseas to go and find it. So therefore, it's not there. It's mamash with us. Rava Amar, lo b'shamayim, what does it mean, not in heavens? Lo timtza b'mi shemagbir da'ato alea kashamayim. You haughty, and you think you up there in the skies, like you're a big shot, the Torah will be with you. V'lo timtza b'mi shemarchiv da'ato alea kayam. Somebody thinks he's as wide and big, as serious as the seas, it won't be with him either. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo b'shamayim, lo timtza b'gasei ruach. Same idea. Also haughty, v'lo me'ev layami, lo timtza lo b'sachranim, v'lo b'tagrim. Here he says a little bit differently. He says, lo b'sachranim, Rashi says, yeah. The last wide lines, Rashi at the top, they lo b'sachranim, says mechazrin b'ayirot. These are merchants, socharim, who travel around from town to town, and neither tagarin. Tagarin are local traders, says Rashi, but iran b'mkoman. And then irah b'don irah k'dam aleh. We saw yesterday on the daf nun dalid amud aleph, in the middle of the amud there, you'll see we said there nirah v'non nirah. That's what the Torah is with you. Was and Rashi said there on nirah v'non nirah. It's the last Rashi on the Rashi side of the Amud yesterday. Amud Aleph nun dalet. He says kishemak beard. Someone then we put that like necklace around your neck and it can be seen and it can't be seen because you got your beard and your what's it called, your chin covering it. When you lift it up, it's not covering it. Rashi says kach im tamir chamu and noro def la tzeit v'lavu b'shul. Doesn't run around going in the marketplace. What? No, Shamayim Natan Ifne Adam.
Now,
this is Lo Ba Shamayim Hi, Lo Me'ever Layam Hi.
No, but the whole Inyan of Shamayim Shal Shamayim Va Aretz Mifne Adam.
Yeah, but the Aretz Mifne Adam, but Me'ever Layam is also Aretz. Here we say the Torah is Lo Me'ever Layam. You have to go look it overseas. If you're living here in Israel, you have to travel now to Greece to find the Torah. It's right here by you. Right. Okay, so that's it. But now we get on back onto the subject here of Eruvin. So now we pick up with our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah spoke about, this is the Ketzad Ma'avrin. That's what the Perek starts, right? The Perek is Ketzad Ma'avrin. And we said in the Mishnah, Ketzad Ma'avrin Arim, but we spoke there already in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek. But how we understood that we make the borders of the city square. Okay, we'll see now that Chazal were interested in square areas, in set areas, not in round and all strange odd ideas. Okay, so now the Mishnah, the Gemara starts here on the Braita, Tarabanan. We've got a Braita, and this is a Tosef in this Masechta. How do we make the Eruv around the town? Aruka kamochi, if it's long and narrow, we'll see what the Gemara Rashi says later on, we'll see what it means as is. Agula or sinna zaviot, if it's round, you can see in the Rashi itself, actually nice pictures. If it's round, so you just make it square, you square it around it, and you basically give it the corners. We saw that already, right? Let me open up my books here with the other pictures. We'll see if we're going to use this, the books a lot. Right.
Aaron, did Rashi actually draw the pictures, or is it just...
It's a good question. I've got a feeling Rashi actually drew them.
Well,
I've got a feeling in these pictures that Rashi actually drew them. Because we've seen often he says, kaze. Often Rashi says, kaze, like this, and he shows you the picture. He doesn't actually say kaze, but I think that Rashi drew these pictures. So agula, says, it's in the zaviot, like we see over there, right? If it's square, that's pretty straightforward. Merubat, enosin la zaviot. If it's square, so then enosin la zaviot. What does it mean if it's merubat, enosin la? So there again, Rashi says, yeah, we'll see that on, we'll see the Gemara explain later on what we're talking about over here. Mitzad echad, uktsua mitzad acher, kilu hui shava. Now you can see the Rashi over here. If you look here, like a picture, like of a speaker, it looks like a speaker, like a loudspeaker, right? On the northern side, it's a phone, it's a long wall, and it's a short wall, and the town's like sort of like a V-shape. You draw lines, then you see it in Mizrach, you draw lines, and in Mar, you draw lines, you basically make it into a nice big rectangle. That's what he said over here. If you've got a house, look at the Rashi lower down, you've got ear there, and you got pagum like a house jutting out of the side. Right? So Oshnei Batim Yotzin Kamin Shnei Pagumin, or if two houses sticking out, we'll see in a second what the difference between one and two is. Right? Roinotan Kilu Chut Matuach Alehen. You see there in the picture of the Rashi, like it says, the chut, imagine there's a bit of a string coming down, and you basically make the square of the city and the pagum into a nice big rectangle, nice big area. That's you measure your tchum from there. Now, if you look at the next Rashi at the bottom, there's a picture of like an arch. If the town, the city of the town, is in the shape of like an arch, like a horseshoe. Okay? So you've got houses all the way, all little dots are all houses. Or like a gum. And you see the gum there, Mesurah Shah says, it's like a, he says they're not a gum. He uses a different word. He says, Girsata. He says, Parusha Aruch. Sham Parish Kamin, Dalit Afuch, like a Dalit, an opposite Dalit, or it looks like a Resh or something like that, right? Not a Kesh, but you've got like a town that's like an L shape. So again, you put strings from either end, you make it into a nice big square, or if it's an arch, you join the two heads of the arch, and where it says there Panui, it says there Chevel, so you chevel, put a rope across it, and that Panui area basically becomes part of what I don't know. And this, I don't know, I want to check this up, but it would appear to me, if you look at the circle, higher up in Rashi, the picture of the circle, so there he made a square around the circle. I would venture to say that this arch, you could square off as well in the other direction, right? And now we're just talking now, so that would be Pashut, I think, could square it off on the top sides, but that inner part of the Keshet we're referring to now, how do you relate to the inner part of the Keshet? So I will see in the Gemara just now, if the distance between the two heads of the arches are less than 4,000 amas, so then that whole area inside over there becomes part of the town, or becomes part of the tchum. Then we'll see also in the Gemara later on that the distance between, at the narrowest part of the keshet, right, at the point of the keshet, like in the middle of the keshet, if from there to that string, is 2,000 amud, we'll see a machloket. Can you go further than 2,000 if that's longer than 2,000 or not? We'll see that as well in the Gemara. Okay, so let's carry on in the bright, huh?
Aaron, question here. If the distance is 4,000, and if you take the diameter over there to be 4,000, and then you square that circle, right, the first one, you square the circle, and if you go the diagonal from corner to corner, you're more than 4,000.
Correct. In the circle, yes, absolutely. Yeah. In the first Rashi, if that circle could be 100,000, but I'm not talking about the circle, I'm talking about in the Keshet. Within the Keshet, in the arch has got two heads. We'll see just now in the Gemara that we're saying now that whole hollow area, can you see the hollow area inside the Keshet? Look at this picture over here. Look at this picture. See, there's the Keshet? That area there, okay? We're joining a string from that end to that end, and we're saying, all this is your tchum. Now the question is, from there to there, is that more than 4,000? Or we'll see in Machloket, an opinion of the Gemara, that this is only big works if the area between there and there is less than 4,000. Why? Because essentially, this guy's got a tchum of 2,000. This guy's got a tchum of 2,000. And if it's less than 4,000, then his tchum and his tchum overlap. You got it? Now the next question I asked was, and that we'll see just now. But let's say over here, look how I'm on the subject. Can you see here? This is the arch. The distance from there to there. Does it make a difference if that distance then, in other words, from the middle of the arch where the two halves join each other, that's the furthest spot to the end over there. Does that make a difference if that's 2,000 amas or more? We'll see a machlok in the Gemara about that just now. So now, so like this, if it's Keshet or Gama, right? Roinot Akiru hi mele'a batim chatzor. See if it's full. Umoded mi menu lahalin alpayim ama. From the outside, you measure 2,000 amas. Amar mar. Now the Gemara starts analyzing the brighter. Amar aruka kamot shehi. The Gemara says, if it's narrow, if it's long like it is, pshita, what's the chilush? Why would you think you should make it square? Gemara says, natricha. Why? Aricha v'katina. What does it mean, aricha v'katina? That it's long and narrow. If it's long and narrow, like a bit of a long rectangle, you might think, look at this picture over here. This is picture number 196 on page 6 of the books. You might think that because it's long and narrow, you should square it off to make that side equal, make the narrow side as wide as the long side and broaden the Eruv like that. So Gemara says, no, if it's already square and it's got corners, we don't need to do anything. That's what Gemara says. Maybe you should make the narrow side as wide as the long side and make it into a nice square. Kamashmalan, no. Then the Gemara could have brought the Karen and said, Merubad, if it's square, not seen as Zaviot. So the Gemara says, also Pshita, why would you think if it's really square? You should do Zaviot. So the Gemara says, Lo Tricha, why was it a Chidush in the Mishnah? We need the Mishnah to tell us, the Bride to tell us this. The Arbaya Velo Mirbaya Beribuya Olam. Look at the Rashi there in the picture there. Can you see the Rashi picture? It says that like a square with a square inside it, like in a diamond shaped square. Can you all see that? In the Rashi there, at the bottom of the Rashi there, you see that? Selwyn, you see it? Right? We might have thought that a square must be a square in line with the north, south, east, and west of the world. And if this is a square, but square, not north, south, east, west, but square at an angle to north, south, east, west, let's square it off also north, south, east, west and get it a nice proper square. Therefore, Creator Gemara says, no, you don't do that. The bride said, "Haya min bait echad yotzei, but one house sticks out of the side, or shnei batim yotzin, or two houses stick out of the side." What's that? I don't understand. Hashda bait echad amart. The bride said, "If one house sticks out, shnei batim mi bai. Why do we need the bride to tell us about two? Obviously, if one house sticks out, then if two houses stick out, or three houses, or four houses, we're going to make it bigger. What's a chiddush?" Mo says, "No, lo chich is a chiddush. Why mishtei ruchot?" Rashi says, "Yeah, mishtei ruchot. That you might have thought that it's only on one side." Right, Mishtei Ruchot, now it's on either side, both in the east and the west, on the north and the south, then you would also do it to both sides. Right, that's what we might have thought differently. That's why he has to tell us, no, even one house on this side, or two houses, one house on either side. And now, next case in the Mishnah, from the bride to there was, that's the quote from the bride, right? If it's like a horseshoe shape or a rainbow shape, so you put a line across it, or if it's like in a gamma, like in a L shape, you square it off nicely. So Amrav Huna, Ir Asuyaka Keshet. Right? So now Rav Huna limits this. He says, Ir Asuyaka, if made a city that's built in a horseshoe shape, in an art shape, im yesh bein shnei rashei pachot mi 4,000 amar, moridin la min hayeter. V'im lav, moridin la min hakesh. If that distance there is 4,000, less than 4,000 amas, then we say the whole thing's one big area, and we measure the tchum from the end of that thing. However, if it's not 4,000, if it's more than 4,000 amas, you really start counting the tchum from inside. However, I will point out that you will, if you look over here, I think there might be a picture here. I haven't got a picture here. But the halacha is, look over here, for example. Look at this picture. If you've got from here, okay, this is not a very good example. This is pretty straight. But let's imagine that the angle was sharper there, right? And here it was wide. There was wide, and then it got narrow. So we're at the widest point, it might be more than 4,000 amas. But if, say, a 20 amma in, it is less than 4,000 amas, so that whole area within the up towards 4,000 amas would be counted. Only the area out wouldn't be counted. You with me? So, in other words, this guy would start his tchum over here. If there was less than 4,000, even if there was more than 4,000 amas at the end of the arch, but say halfway into the arch, it was less than 4,000 amas, so half that open space would be part of the town. You got it? All right? Okay. Okay, now me, I'm Rav Huna. He says, did Rav Huna already say that? Is that a fact? That Rav Huna said that we limited to this 4,000 amma story? Because according to this, Rav Huna seems to be saying that up to 4,000 ammas, we see them as if it's joined. Well, see, that's a little bit difficult. Why? Because we've got another din of Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna, chomata ish nifritza, b'meye v'arba'im v'achat u'shlish. If you've got cities, look in the Rashi. You can actually see it in the Rashi. Let's start with a picture in the Rashi. Rashi's got there, it says there, can you see Choma? Got like these like lots of little round things in the middle there, and it says Parutz in the middle. So the city has basically been split into two. It was originally one city. And now let's imagine, I don't know, that somebody came with big bulldozers and smashed through half the city. the middle of a city. You can see that now. Now, this is the two halves. Okay? You can see it here. Is there a nice picture over here? Yeah. If you look over here, look at picture number 199. Okay? So there it was one big city. And now the walls are broken down here on both sides. And this whole area now is flattened. So essentially you've got a city there and a city there and the walls are broken. Rav Huna said that if those walls, the gap between those two walls is less than 141 and a third. Now what's 141 and a third? Remember we learned before that if we had like a burganim, we said like these guardhouses that were outside the city of less than 70 and two third amas, remember? We actually included them in the boundaries of the city. So essentially he's saying that you can go from each city now 70 and a third in either direction, and that 70 and a third and two thirds is still part of the city. So if you've got a wall broken down to the two cities and the walls are more than 141 and a third, which is more than two times 70 and two thirds, then it's considered separated. But if it's less than that, you see them as if the two cities, two halves are joined. So if Rav Huna is saying that our measure for joining is 141 and a third, how come here he's saying 4,000 amas? Right? That seems to be a big difference. You with me? Because suddenly he's saying we can join the two halves of the keshet. Right? So the Gemara says, no, lo amas amar abba ba'ula lo kashia, kan beruach achat, kan mishtei ruchas. Now you can't compare them at all whatsoever. Because here, look at Rashi, kan miruach achad, ir ha'asuya kekeshet, ein amuv der miruach achad. So a city that's built like a keshet, look over here, is not separated on both sides of the city. It's only on that side, on the side of the arch, that it's separated. On the other side, on the back side, so to speak, it's joined. So Rav Huna is making a difference between that and that. When it's completely set through and cut apart, then he says you're limited to 141 and a third. But here, it's really joined. It's just over here that it's not joined. There he's more making, and he says up to 4,000 amas. That's how Rabbi Ba'ula answers it. The Gemara says, however, umayka mashbalam. What do we learn from this din here of Rav Huna's? That notnin karpaf lezu v'karpaf lezu. That you do anyhow expand the border of the city by 70 and two-thirds. You give it like a courtyard, like a storeroom, like a working area, right? And that's quite relevant because now we suddenly learn an amazing thing. And that is, I gave us an example this afternoon. You take Tel Mond, where I live. So next to Tel Mond, within less than 140 amas, right? That's 70 meters. It joins up to the neighboring town here, Moshav Kfar Hes. And Kfar Hes borders onto Ein Vered. And Ein Vered borders onto Ein Sarid. And Ein Sarid borders onto Kadima Tzoran. And Kadima Tzoran borders onto Kfar Yonah. And Kfar Yonah borders onto Nordia. Nordia borders onto Netanya. So essentially, you've got Telmon, Kadima, Tzoran, Kfar Hes, Kfar Yonah, Netanya, all one big tchum as far as Shabbos is concerned. Suddenly walking, you're walking out of the tchum, you can go all the way to the beach. From Talmud, and you should, and you're already inside the tchum, because if you can add on at any given time 140 amas, where there's a difference between the two towns, they join up like Radana to Kfar Sabe. If you look over Kfish Arba, I would imagine that Kfish Arba is not as wide as 70 meters, because it's about 10 meters less. It's probably about 5 meters. An aisle, a lane in the street, and you got about 3 and 3, 6, it's about 30. So you got less than 70 meters between the two. Suddenly Kfar Saba and Ranana become one chum. And Kfar Saba borders onto other places, onto what's it called? Like a Beit Beryl, where the whole area, before you look around, all becomes one big chum. So this idea of the karpa becomes very significant. Okay, let's carry on. Hi, I'm Rav Huna Charezin. What did Rav Huna once tell us? It's this din already by adding on the karpaf. Ditna notnin karpaf leir. To remain, v'chamim umrim lo amru karpaf ele ben shtei ayirot. We saw that there was machloket. You give it a ear, and the chamim said not only between two towns. Now you give a karpa to each one. So we see Ravuna's already taught us this thing by adding a karpa from town to town, an extra 70 amas on the border. And we see a machloket there. So Ravuna said, no, you give two. So what's a chirush? Ravuna says, my kamashla. Ravuna says, why is it a chirush? We have to learn in both places. Moshe says, chicha. Diashpin and hacha, if we just learned it over here in our sugya, right? Just in our sugya now about the walls of the city that had broken down. And there Rav Huna says, add on 70 and 30, 2/3 to each side. Why? We would have thought that when does Rav Huna say you add on this extra 70 and 2/3 on either side? That's when they were originally one town. So they started out as one town. Now they've been broken down. We can be makil and try and help them come back together again. Right? But there, in a normal case of just two towns, which were never one town to begin with, like say Kfarsab and Ranana, so they would have said lo. Therefore, now we know, yes, Viyashvin and Hatam, it was just there in a case of two cities, would have said, Mishum de Chiketash Mishtayu. Would have said, Rashi, Shtei Ayarot, Mamash de Chiketash Mishtayu Bechad Karpath, Hicha Karpath Michashe Beko Chad Kir Gufa, Vekavin de Tzarich La, Vahamek Irki, Macharbe Shtayim, Makabur Kilo Ayarot Mukhbet. Because basically they've been used, you'll be able to join them. Avalachi, in this case, there's two separate cities already. So what good is it going to be? We would say no. So the Gemara says, Ema, Lord, therefore, Tzricha, we need to learn the din in both of them. The Gemara says, okay, now let's go back to our set of the Keshet. V'kama have bein yeter l'Keshet. So now we ask the question. Now we saw Rav Huna spoke about the 4,000 amas from the two heads of the Keshet. But like we said, what about this area of the Keshet? I'm going the wrong way. What about this way over here? Is there a limit? If this Keshet, the arch goes around, and let's go now like to the curve of the horseshoe, right? At the furthest distance from the feet of the horseshoe, is there a limit in that size over there? Or do we say, however big that is, it's always included in the town? That's our question. Gemara says, "V'kamayu b'nyet l'keshet." Rabbi Bar Avuna Amar Alpay Mama. Rabbi Bar Avuna says you're limited to 2,000 amas. Rabbi Bar Avuna, right? His son, right? Says, "Afilu yeter mi'alpay mama." Even more than 2,000 amas. Look at that. It seems like a father and son, eh? Rabbi Bar Avuna and Rabbi Bereid, Rabbi Bar Avuna. He disagrees with his father. So now, Abaya gets involved. I'm Abaya, Kavate, Rabbi Bereid, Rabbi Avuna, Mitzdabre. It makes more sense according to the son. Why? Di Bayi, Hadarati, Derech Batim. Look at Rashi Avia. Di Bayi, Hadarati, Numakomete, Derech Abatim, Suvakeshin. Because what Rashi is saying, if we go look at this picture over here, you've got the horseshoe. Imagine your minds now, right? You've got a horseshoe, and you've got at the turn of the horseshoe and the legs of the horseshoe. If at the turn of the horseshoe to the legs of the horseshoe is more than 2,000 amas, and you're saying that if it's more than 2,000 amas, that area in the middle isn't filled up, it's of no relevance. Why? Because the guy over here can just walk in the town to here, and from there he's got 2,000 amas. So we aren't gaining anything by limiting that to 2,000 amas because you can just walk around the inner walls there. And from there, it's got 2,000 amas. Already getting from there to there. 2,000 amas. Basically, you say it's all the same thing because he can walk around that whole town as much as he wants. So that's why Abaya seems to think that it makes more sense. Okay. Hayusham gedudiyot gvohot asarat vachim. So we saw already, right? We saw this in our Mishnah. That gedudiyot, we said there were like broken pillars or broken walls, whatever the cases of, like there once there were houses there, and what do you call them? Like ruins. Ruins, I think, is right? They were like ruins. So Abuda says now, if you've got like three walls and it hasn't got a ceiling on them, right? So then, my gedudiyot, what do we mean by ruins? So Amar Rav Yehuda, shalosh mechitzot she'ein lahen tikra. So if you've got three walls out of seating on, that would be the case of a tikra. And look in our Mishnah, on the very first Mishnah of the Perek, we'll be busy with now. Right there, the Mishnah said, Hayusham keitzme v'narim, b'yichas b'yotzei, p'abgum nichas p'abgum yotzei, Hayusham gedudiyot gevohot asarat tvachim. If there were these ruins which were 10 tvachim high, or bridges, or tombstone stories, etc., etc., We said all of those things would be included to enlarge in the size of the tchum of the tap. So now the Gemara says to the Rabbuda says, what is this gedio? It's three walls without a ceiling. So you buy it now. Gemara's question was asked him about Midrash. Shtei mechitzot v'yesh alein tikra mahu. So we know it has to be these three walls. Even hasn't got a ceiling. She said, what about it's got two walls and a ceiling? So two walls and a ceiling might be as good as three walls without a ceiling. Might even be better. Right? They got two walls and a ceiling. So that's like a proper house. And therefore, we can definitely use it to count as part of the the town. So we're going to from a brighter. Toshma. Elu shemita rima. The word now brings a brighter. Tosefta. Very similar to what we've seen in the Mishnah. What can we use to help widen the town, the borders of the town, the gvulot for the tchum? Nefesh yesh ba arba amot la arba amot. So nefesh again, we saw that nefesh is Rashi's yabina la kever. Saw it in the Mishnah. It's like some sort of like a house on top of a tomb, right? Where for people who would guard it, right? Vageshe and a bridge with a house in it, of course. Vakever and Rashi says a kever is a bet kvarot, a cemetery yesh ba in beit dira. So all these things are over here. Nefesh. Gesher kever that have got rooms with them for dwelling. What about a knesset and a shul? Sheyesh ba dir lechazan. It's got a room for the chazan. Now the chazan over here is not what we call a chazan. I think chazan more is the shamus. Now there would be in the shamus. Rashi says, "Stam bed a knesset lav le dira avid." As a rule, shuls weren't built for living in. Hilchach I late by dir lechazan a knesset lav dira. It hasn't got a room there or a house for the shamus. You can't use it on as wouldn't be considered a dwelling to be considered a part for making Eruv. Okay? So that's important why we say that it's got a room for a chazan. Now look at this one. Vaha urvot. Sorry, ubeit avodat kochavim. Even you got a house of avodah zorah, right? Sheyesh badir lo komarim, which has got a house there for their priests. So it's not good enough. It doesn't be a Jewish house. Any house for dwelling. Vaha'urvot and stables, va'otzarot and storerooms, shebasadot, which are in the fields, v'yesh bahem beit dira. There's a place there for the farm or the manager to live in. Vaha'burganin shebetocha. We saw that as well. God houses. Vaha'bayit shebayam. Rashi says here houses on islands. Rashi says here bayit shebayam. He says here hayam on islands. Betoch shivim amah v'shirayim. If you've got islands which are close, say you're a port city or a sea city. And you've got islands that are less than 70.2 thirds of an amma from your house, from the end of the city. Those islands would be part of the tchum of Shabbos. Right? I've lost my place. Sorry. Huh. Elu mitabrim ima. All of those things you can use to enlarge the tchum. What can't you use? Nefesh and ifritzah mishter ruchot te'edech ve'edach. Listen to this one. A nefesh, that's like a house top of a grave, that two walls are broken from one side of it, from either side. Remember, our question was, what about two walls with a ceiling? See how we've seen that a nefesh and ifritzah that was broken down, it's got two walls though, or a gesher, or a bridge, or a kever, or the cemetery, we haven't got their rooms. Or bad a knesset and a bayit dira lechazan, or a shul hasn't got a room for the shamus. Or bad a kachavim and a le'ad dira lekomer, haven't got for their priests. Va'urut va'shot and stables and storerooms in the fields. Shabbos and a dira, haven't got ubor v'siach or wells, etc. Ma'are or a cave, v'gader or a fence, v'shobach and a nes shebetocha va'habayit shesvin and a boathouse. Ein elu mitabrin ima. Those don't work. The Gemara says, "Ketanim, what do we see? Nefesh nifratzah mishtaruchotei elach va'elach." like one of these God houses on top of a tombstone, on top of a grave, there two walls have been broken down, right? Ein elu mitabrin. You can't use it for mitabrin. So my love, the ikatikra, and we assume it's got a ceiling, and yet you still can't use it. So that seems to be our answer to the question, what about two walls and a ceiling? Seems like you can't do it. The one says, no. That case over there, particularly, we know it's about the lake, and you haven't got a ceiling. If you had a ceiling, you might be able to. We aren't really able to answer the Gemara from you. We'll ask a couple of questions now on this brighter. What's this idea of houses on islands? What do they help us for? The Gemara says, I suppose if you're on a boat, right, and you're on the boat during Shabbos, So now, can you put stuff there from the boat onto the island? Is it part of the tchum? Is it a part of the tchum? The Gemara says it's part of the tchum. Umara, and we tell me the Gemara says also in the Brighton we learned that you can't use a cave. Of course, the Hatani Rabbi Chia Ma'ara, Rabbi Chia said you can. So Rabbi Abai says no. Kesheyesh binyan alpia. That would depend if it has a binyan alpia or not. Now, Clive, can you bring up those pictures quickly from that other set? I think I saw a picture over there. We actually shows you a cave. I think I saw it there yesterday. It's not in here, and it's not in this book of pictures. I have a feeling it's in that. We will see the idea that if there's a cave, go quickly to Daf Nun Hamud Bet. Go lower down more. Go lower. More. No, okay, we lost it. Go back up, I guess I'm dreaming. I don't know where I saw this diagram. I can't, it's not on in our duff, it's not in these pictures, but in my mind, I've got go down. No, okay. In my mind, I've got a picture of like a cave with a house in front of the cave, but it's clearly not that. So Gemara says, what's the Chishah? It says, Rabbi Chishah says, you can't. And Rabbi says, Kishash bin Alpia. Gemara says, well, what are you talking about? But Tipuk Lame Shom Binyan Gufa. Then we can learn it from Binyan. Why it comes from a cave? Right? So he says, hold on, is this it? Yes, okay, this is it. Okay, very good. He says over here, no. So Rabbi says, no, why can't we learn from Binyan? Because this is Chichad Hashlim. Look at this picture of it. You've got a cave, right? But it's a house built around the cave. You see, in the mountain, it's like a house built around it. So when it's a house, right, and it's lahashlim, so there, that's when a cave can be used. But if it's just a cave stub on its own, it can't be a cave. Yeah, they sort of built a house around the cave and used the cave as part of the house. Kamar Abuna, Yoshvei Trifin. Now go down to the next picture, please. It's a good picture there. Go down to the next picture. There we go, you see that? It's like a tent city. Look, it's all sukkahs. It's good for our sukkah now, right? They're sukkahs. Imagine you got a whole town full of sukkahs, right? Over there, 30 or 40 of you, all the sukkahs together, right? So it's like your Shveit Trifin. And Rashi says here, what are your Shveit Trifin? Rashi says over here, Trifin, second last narrow line in the Rashi. Dira shel hutzin va'arava. Hutzin, I think, are dekalim, or palm trees, right? And va'arava, of willow trees. Fa'eno keva, it's not permanent. Hilchachafilu yesh harbe makiv. There are lots of them together. It's like a big town together. Kashir Mahalech Bayam, if it's 100 amos from one side to the other, makes a difference. Ein Chashuvin Iliot Ka Arba Amot. That's not called an Arba Amot. And therefore, Kol Echad Ve'echad Moded Mipetach Beito Apayim Lekor Ruach. If you want to leave your house, you've only got exactly 2,000 amos from the doorstep. You, even though you've got all these houses around you, they don't count. Right? So now, Mati Rav Chizda, what are you talking about? In the, we got a pasuk in them when they were traveling in the midbar. It says they're parked there on the Jordan. Yisimot ad avela shitim, barvot moav. It was before they went to Eretz Yisrael. They were parked off there. Amar Rabba, and Rabba says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ledidi chazidi lahu atara. And if you remember in Baba Batra, we learned all those stories of Rabba Barachana. We had all these. He saw all these things. You travel around. We'll get to it, please, God. Right, and he saw everything. He says he was there. The Didi Chazi, I saw the area, this area where they're talking about, where this case took place in Avot Moab. Vahave Klata Parse, Al Klata Parse, and the area is huge, this tent where Amishal camped out. It was 30 parse. Now, a parsa is 12 kilometers. So it was 30. So what's 30 times 12? What's that? 360. What, 300 and how much? 12.
360.
360, eh? Yeah. 360 mil by 360 mil. Let's say a mil is our paim amma. So it was 360 by 360. And Amisha were camped there. And look what happened. The Torah tells us that. The Torah says, "V'tanya k'shei nifnin, ein nifnin olifnehen, v'olitzidehen, l'acharehen." Look at Rashi. The second wild answer, Rashi. And when Nifta had got to the toilet, chutz, they'd go away from the Anan. Shemi Alecha Anan Baron Shami, in case the Anan would walk, would move, and the Aron would be there. Right? Lo Litzideh, not on the sides. She'en Yodin Anan Yifnei, where the Anan would, the cloud would go. Elacha, they go to the back of the cloud, chutz la Anan, Devadai lo Yachshor Anan Lachrok, because they know for certain that if they start moving, the cloud won't go back, so the Aron won't come back to them. Right? Alma, says Rashi, Hamalech Barosh, someone is walking right in the front now of this tent city. V'hutshach, he has to use the toilet. Chozeh l'achorav, shlosh pasot. He goes all the way back, 360 mil. Right? V'yishav b'yoshev, and they were sitting in tents. She'enam kfuin. And that's not permanent. V'afilu hachi, mahalchin et kol ha-machanek. We see that the guy wasn't limited in the tchum to 2,000 amas. He could walk 360. 1,000 amas. Whatever he had to walk. So what are you telling me now, Yakachanik over here, that you're limited to in a tent city? We see that in the Midbar, I wasn't a tent city. Says, that's not a problem. El Amar Le Rav, dig that Midbar, Kamat. You bring example from that Midbar. Kevan dichtiv bayu, api Hashem yachanu, api Hashem yisau, kaman de kviu lo dami. Since they're parked there by Hashem's instructions, that gives it kviut. Even though they're living in tents, that gives it kviut, alavai, we could consider our sukkahs the same idea. Right, so now he says like this. Im yesham shalosh chatzot al shalosh batim hukvav. He says, even normally, he says, if you've got a tent type of city, like our sukkahs, for example, and like here, a beautiful picture, right? And you've got within that area there, three chatzerot with two houses in each one, and they happen to be around that area, you could create a nice, like you see in the nice big square, that those tents would become part of that area, and they'd have 2,000 amas. You could do it. In other words, on their own, they don't create an area which you would square off. But if within them, there's also three chatzerot, within each chatzer, two proper houses in each chatzer, in other words, six proper houses, permanent concrete, steel, or wood, or whatever the case is, houses, then that would work, and then you would be able to use the benefit from the tents. Amarav Yura Amarav. Yoshvei Tzrifin. Now, while we're on the subject of Yoshvei Tzrifin, the Gemara has a couple of things to say about people living in these, like, temporary dwellings. It says, Yoshvei Tzrifin, Vochem Midbar, people who are living in these temporary dwellings, people who are wandering around the desert. Right, look at Rashi over here. Yoshvei Tzrifin, Nami Anche Miknehain, like people, like shepherds. Vechonin bo chodesh o chodshayim ad shekalea mir'ede behemot. They wander around from month to month, right? One month to month, until the Achekale Amir de Behemot, Venosin Misham, Venikbein Bemakom Ache, right? And they move from place to place, right? So it says, and Sa'ada Yoshvechat, Shvech is all the other place, yeah? Amar Yoshvechvin of Vochemit Barot, right? Chayehen Ein Chayim, says they laugh. Listen, it's not laugh. Chayehen Ein Chayim. Right, v'neshehen u'benehen, and actually when their wives and their children aren't theirs. Look at this Rashi over here. And nan shelahen. We'll explain why in a second to Rashi. Tell you quite a brighter. Eliezer ish bir yomer. Yoshvei tshifin ki yoshvei kvarim. People who are in temporary things are like yoshvei kvarot. Look at kemetim, Rashi says. They're like dead. Fishim b'chushin hana'ah. They've got no benefit, no enjoying life. V'lukin beruchot. They're exposed to all the elements. The winds, the zerim, the flow, and the rain, like sukkahs, right? Like you know, Robert mentioned today, that's exactly what sukkahs is about. You go into your sukkah, and you're exposed. You don't live in your house. See what it's like, terrible things that we say about their children. Look at Rashi over here. My time, this is a Gemara. What's the reason? Rashi says, yeah, asurim benoten, that their daughters are asur to us. So, ula amar, she'en lehem merchatzaot. Ula says, because they haven't got merch bathhouse. What does that mean? Because they're out there in the bundu, they haven't got baths. It's like this. Holchin makom rachok l'richot. They have to walk very far to find a place to wash. Uneshotehen nizkekot l'mina'afin. And there are all these sexual predators around that prey on their wives. Lefi sha'ir azuva mi'enish. Right? They've got no... Their husbands are all out traveling. Right? And there aren't bathhouses nearby. So the husbands are away, their wives are on their own, so they need it, you know, and they find it elsewhere. They find all these people that are available. So you can't be sure who their children are. Right? And that is Ula's answer. What does it mean? They've got mikvahs. They've got very far to go to the mikvah. So they call women to come walk with them, and then the neighbors hear them shouting, and they go after and join up with them. And a guy shouldn't be mityached with two women, and all things should happen again. So says, what's the dafkin between Rabbi Yochanan and Ula? He says, my benayu, between the one says that the guys are away and therefore they go to baths too far away, and he says they go to the mikvah. Says Ike Benayu Nahara de Samich Lebita. This would be there's a river close to their house. Right? And Rashi says a river Raula Tvila, but not Le Merchatz. They can wash in, they can do it for dunking, for going to the Tvila, but not for Merchatz. Right? Aregesh Tvila Leika. So this sensitivity of this idea of the Tvila isn't a problem. And that was Ula, that was Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Because they're close by. But the Ula's answer would still be a good answer, would still apply, therefore make life very complicated. Call Ir Sha'em by Yerek. So any city which hasn't got its own source of vegetables, right? Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? It's healthy to eat vegetables. If it's there, it's very cheap to buy. And they can eat, they got no problem. Talmid Chacham is always short of money. He's in baked, he's in Kollel learning, he hasn't got money. So he needs good food, cheap supply of good food. And here it is, the Yerek is there. So Gemara says, Lemaimra, Yerek Baalia, you're telling us now that vegetables are good for you. We'll carry on with the rest tomorrow. See whether it is or isn't.